This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You'll hear some things in this hour of Good Day that you won't hear anywhere else, and maybe you've never heard about them before. Let's see how much of that information we can parlay into something interesting this hour, Jay Shower. Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Here's something that I find, I think this is in the good news category, the story of a mother who had twins. And while she was in the hospital, lady's name is Lauren Meehan, by the way, she shared a special moment with the two delivery nurses. And she said they were talking about the names that had been picked out for the children. The twins came earlier this month, and they were telling the nurses in the room they loved the names Emma and Julia. And then the room broke out in laughter as the two nurses that were taking care of the babies were named Emma and Julia.
Isn't that
cute? Could be better than that. Yes. Happy coincidence. Very cool. Isn't that nice? They didn't know.
It's so sweet. No,
it is sweet.
They had no idea. And
no.
This is going to be a story that they will tell their twin daughters because,
swell.
Yeah. When you were born, you had nurses who took care of you, and they had the exact same names.
Yeah, and we didn't know that ahead of time. Good. That's the, what is it, it's sweet coincidence? Some people say there's no such thing as a coincidence. Well,
divine intervention.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Oh,
okay,
but,
speaking,
or it doesn't matter how old we get, when we meet somebody with the same name as us, there's just that little bit of excitement, or the same birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that little bit of excitement of like, oh, we are united, and I just met you.
Yeah. Well, I was telling you the story before we went on the air about today being both my son's birthday and my dog's birthday. My dog Daisy May was born on this date in 1915, good Doug. In 2015. That'd be something if she was born this day in 1915.
Oldest dog around.
Whoa. You're right. She's the sweetest, most loving thing. She is just the fact that she spent her first years in a cage, and I got her out of a puppy mill down in Alabama. That's kismet. What happened with us is kismet. That's why I go back to saying there are no accidents. Things happen, and maybe you can apply that to Emma and the other than the twins. So anyway, here is the story of four college wrestlers who are happy to be alive after going toe-to-toe with a grizzly. Braden Lowry, Kendall Cummings, August Harrison, and Oren Jackson, the students at Northwest College in Powell, Wyoming. They also happen to be wrestlers there. And maybe that's why they survived, because they wrestled with a grizzly bear. I'm not sure that I'd advise this.
A bear, coming face to face with a bear is scary, but when it's a grizzly, that's a new level.
Right. So Braden Lowry was the first one that was attacked by the bear. And then think about it. They're out in the woods, they see nothing, and then all of a sudden out of the trees, here comes the bear. Right in front of them. So they yelled, "Bear, bear!" So apparently, it's obviously in a case like that, it's life or death. And they were yelling. Apparently the teammates then heard. They all came around and grabbed and punched at the bear. This fellow, Braden, was knocked on the ground. And then these bears, they don't waste a lot of time. They get on top of you and they start clawing. And so he put his hands in the bear's mouth so it wouldn't chew on his neck. And so the fact that he had that much presence of mind,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, the bear went away, and then it came back again. And so this is the fact that they are alive. I just think is a marvel. It is a marvel of nature. They got a helicopter up there. Somehow, the Fish and Wildlife Department got the call. They had their phones, and so they got up there. But just the fact that they're, and by the way, there are tons. If you go to Wyoming and Montana, those places in the big sky country, there are bears. Mm-hmm. There are more bears than there are people.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why you would go out there, maybe they had to know because they were from Wyoming. Had to know what they were up against, but good God. Unga bunga. Midterm elections. What are we going to do if your candidate doesn't win? Well, listen.
Deny the election.
That's right. It didn't happen. So I have a lot of things that are on my mind with regard to questions on the ballots. There are a lot of them here in Massachusetts, but a lot of states have gone this way. And now there's a sort of a movement brewing to stop this from happening because this, whatever we're trying to fix by having ballot questions, oftentimes is because the legislative process doesn't work or we're not happy, so we have the right of citizen petition. So, okay, let's get enough signatures and get this on the ballot. But then somehow, between the time that it gets into somebody's mind and they get the petitions and when you go vote on it, what comes out in terms of the question? Question number one isn't at all what the people who had originally come up with the idea to put this on the ballot, the language, the way it's presented isn't, it doesn't make any sense.
It's like they want it to fail, so why put
exactly.
it on? Or when they group different things that don't even coordinate with each other together.
Right. Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah. So each day we're talking a little bit about the system, how it is corrupt. There is a lot to learn, and I suppose this is kind of like when you pay your taxes, April 15th, we all get upset about it, and then we forget about it a week later. Is that what happens with the election, the build-up to the election, the people who are courting your vote, the people who promise you anything, and then they don't know who you are the day after the election? That sort of stuff happens. That's part of the system, I guess. But I think that there's the whole business that started on January 6th, I think, and election deniers and what you hear some of the candidates say. Who is that character in Arizona that's running for, is she running for Congress? I think she's running for Congress, and she says, if I don't win, it'll be because my the election was stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
Before there even is an election.
Before anything.
She knows she's going to lose.
Like, right there.
Right. Yep. So there are some things in terms of which way the wind is blowing, it would make you think the Republicans will win. The Democrats have done a pretty bad job of controlling things and making things work. But it's like a pendulum. We all kid ourselves. Okay, we're going to put the Republicans in, they'll fix everything. Well, Republicans get in and they screw everything up. Democrats get back in, they screw everything up. They just keep screwing everything up because the system, unfortunately, doesn't really work anymore. I don't know what's better. I couldn't imagine not living in a democracy, but the election and where it stands and who's running and the caliber of people that may end up in the House and the Senate, too, is far from being the best and the brightest. I'm looking at some of the estimates. The Republicans may pick up 3, according to one analysis. I don't see anybody who's saying the Democrats are going to pick up any seats. Are 3 seats enough for the Republicans to take over? I've forgotten what the numbers are. Do you know, Jay?
Oh, that's a good question. We'll have to ask Google.
Yeah. There's a guy named Don Bolduc who's running up in New Hampshire, and I see the ads all the time. The Boston stations are full of ads for people that are running in New Hampshire because they only have one real television station up there. So they put them all down here, and most of the people in New Hampshire that live there are within 40 miles of the Massachusetts border. So they fill up the stuff, and I see this guy Bolduc, who is a real hero. He was this, that, and the other thing. But you don't really hear much about This is what I'm qualified to do. This is how I know I can serve you better, because I have done this, and I know that this is needed. Nah, you don't see anything about it. Herschel Walker, a disgrace, a boob. He shouldn't even be in the race. He's a lying, no good. I don't know. It's not no good. That's not. That's. I shouldn't say that.
Well, did you see his latest thing that he had all those fake sheriff badges or deputy badges and is handing them out?
Yeah, great. I don't know. I wonder about Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania too, because the fellow he's running against, this is not really a fair race. The Democrats chose him in the polls, but he's not competent to be a senator. So who do you, if you're in Pennsylvania and you see this poor guy who's had a stroke, who can't hear, he can't speak, he can't really do anything, so why would you vote for him? Yeah, unless you feel sorry for him. But how's that going to serve you in the Senate of the United States, where there's only 99 other people there that are the separation between good and bad, right and wrong, up and down?
Well, apparently his doctors have signed off on it, that his stroke will not hinder him from doing the job.
All I have to do is watch some of the video that he's in, Jay, and you know that it's just not, it doesn't work. So, anyway, Bernie Sanders is out on the stump for the next week or so before the election to help campaign for the progressives. You don't hear much about him, AOC, or any of those other guys, or the ladies that are in that group of five. I haven't heard boo about them lately. The only one on the other side, the Cracker Barrel, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was debating the fellow that she's running against, and all they did was scream at each other. So what do you learn from that? It's just a mess. Ah! These people. Anyway, then there's the person running for governor of New York, who is a Trump ally, who voted to overturn the election results in New York. Yeah, okay. That's going to help a lot. 18 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Whether you're working in an office or remote, Staples has your tech.
New AirPods so I can turn up the music and tune out distractions?
Staples has your tech.
Oh, a spare monitor for my spare bedroom/home office.
A webcam for all my video chats.
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories, from the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now Apple AirPods Pro are just $199. You save $50. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 10/22, limit 2 while supplies last.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I recommend the flu vaccine to anyone 6 months or older who is not allergic to it, especially heart patients, because it will, by good studies, lower your risk of having a heart attack.
Obviously, the question out of that comment is, how do you know at 6 months old whether you're allergic to the flu shots or not?
The question then becomes, is the child allergic to egg? If they are, then they might do some allergy testing.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's our celebrity social media trending Doug's Dirt. What else shall I call this, Jay? It's Doug's.
I like Doug's Dirt.
I do too, right. All right, so let's get into the story of Selma Blair, who was, and I put that in the past tense, on Dancing with the Stars. But she is no longer there. We'll find out why after this. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And,
yeah,
you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Okay, so Selma Blair was, as the announcement came early in the season, she was going to be Dancing with the Stars, but she has MS. I don't think that's never really interfered with her acting, has it?
But, oh, you know, she had such a debilitating flare with MS that she had to take a pause because she couldn't even talk. She did some videos, and she posted to social media about the different hurdles that she had gone through with MS, and there were times where she wanted to say thank you, and she couldn't really talk, and she would have her son speak for her. And, yeah, it got pretty bad, but she was doing well enough that she was able to compete on Dancing with the Stars and had been in contact with her doctors, continued to have tests being run, and MRI results came back to show that she just could not go on with the competition. It was it was just unsafe for her. There was too much bone trauma, inflammation. She could do extensive damage. And so she did one final dance and said that it was for everybody who ever wanted to do more, and also the power in realizing when it's time to walk away and do what's best for yourself. And
so was there any common sense question here? I mean, under the circumstances, if she's got that kind of problem and those things flare up when you are as vigorously physical as it takes to be a dancer there, maybe somebody should have said, do you really think you should do this?
Or
maybe she should
trying.
Have done that to herself.
Yeah, no, I don't think
I suppose nobody got hurt
about this. Yeah,
it didn't make her MS any worse.
I think that's also why she was in such contact with her doctors to make sure that nothing too rough happened.
Not anything damaging. All right, I asked you if you knew who Hattie Weiner was.
Those I do you, now, right. And that's something I cannot unlearn, Doug.
All right, I'm just going to drop this on you. Those of you who are who like to do a little research, maybe you can send me back a note once you see who Hattie Weiner is, W-I-E-N-E-R. She's a character, and that's all I'll say about her. And maybe, I'm sure I'll get some feedback from some people. What's the story with this? 28 after the hour.
Here at Total Wine and More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want new red?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this Merlot.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price.
Economical.
Find what you love. Love what you find. With the totally lowest prices for Halloween. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Wisconsin tax group has asked the Supreme Court on Wednesday to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan that will result in every American taxpayer paying for someone else's student loans. The Biden administration, which has been sued by at least seven states and two organizations over the plan. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-minute appeal filed by Oklahoma death row inmate Benjamin Cole. The execution is scheduled before the end of Thursday. The Biden administration is tossing around a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. It aims to increase production capacity for U.S.-designed arms, speed their transfer, and strengthen deterrence towards China. San Diego and Houston baseball teams won last night in the Final Four race to the World Series. There is one game tonight, Yankees at the Houston Astros. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Are you following what's going on in baseball with the playoffs?
Not anybody, since James, yesterday anybody? Afternoon.
What happened yesterday afternoon?
Cleveland out? Cleveland lost in Game 5.
Boo!
Pretty rough loss, yeah, by the Yankees.
Those damn Yankees. Ooh, that could be a movie. What do you think of that? I just came up with the title to a movie. Damn Yankees. Pretty. I did that all by myself. Right.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service and on your side with us getting into the mood with the fabulous Chicken song. Crank that up, James, will you please? I actually get goosebumps when I listen to this.
Does it make you happy?
It actually, because it goes so far back in my career to when I was doing a local radio program, and I discovered, I don't even remember how I discovered this song, frankly. I was playing around in the record library one day, back in the good old days. Bob Kay, who's listening, remembers the days we used to spend looking for records in the WBZ record library in Boston. I remember looking for something, and I saw this album cover with a group called the Hen House Five. And I thought to myself, who in the name of heavens would release some songs under the name The Hen House Five? Not thinking that it was what it is and what it was, a bunch of guys and women singing as if they were chickens. What? Who was the first person to think that that was a good idea? And then, who was the record producer who thought, okay, we'll take a shot at this and see if anybody buys it? So they produce a record with a lot of old standards, like In the Mood, the way that was done, and put it out in an album. And I bet if you Google Hen House 5, you'll find that album, right? Somebody's listening right now, clever enough. Okay, I'm going to find that album. And so there you go. Something that you can do with your spare moments today, one way or another. Speaking of what you can do, today is Information Overload Day. Wow. It comes on October 20th every year. And as the name might suggest, this is a day for taking a step back from all the information that you get pounded with every day. Social media, online news, emails, text messages, on and on and on and on and on. So this day, created by analyst Jonathan Spira back in 2009, when his research firm, Basics, cited information overload as their problem of the year. Yes, I think that's probably accurate.
Sounds about right. So
thus, we have Information Overload Awareness Day. The Information Overload Research Group, which was founded by this fellow, Mr. Spira, is a sponsor of Information Overload Day. According to Encyclopedia.com, information overload has been defined as excessive flows and amounts of data or information that can lead to detrimental computational, psychological, physical, and social impact. Yes,
to say less, yes. Let's just call it anxiety.
Yes. When you're burdened with a large amount of info, it can affect your ability to process issues effectively. Well, that's why we're here, to help you process all of that stuff and help you not be shocked by things that are going on around you. Like the stuff I was talking about with regard to Trump and the New York Times. Also today is International Sloth Day. Okay, when I think of sloths, I often think of slugs. Because to me,
really? Why?
I don't know. A sloth sounds like a bug. That word kind of feels like it's a bug, but it isn't. It's a furry animal, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a bear monkey, but I think it's closely related to the armadillos, anteaters. They're so cute, and they move so slow, and you just want to hug them and cuddle them.
You do? I don't.
I do. Oh,
they live in tropical rainforests. They cover about 40 yards a day, eating all kinds of bugs and things. They're
and
great.
Sleeping 15 to 20 hours a day.
Like your dog.
Living the life.
Okay, so there it is. International Overload Information Day and Sloth Day, both together. Well, earlier, sometimes, depending on what's going on, there are important stories that need more than just one shot. And I guess what's going on over in the war zone deserves a little bit more of our attention. Not that it's easy to explain, and, well, maybe it's easy to understand. It's not so easy to explain because what's going on is Putin is declaring martial law in an area of occupied Ukraine that he doesn't control. So what is the purpose of this? He's ordered the evacuation of civilians from these cities. So what does that mean? He's going to go back in and actually try to take these. There's one city that's called Kherson, K-H-E-R-S-O-N.
I don't think he knows that he doesn't control them.
Well,
I think he thinks that they are theirs.
Yeah, right. So they keep bombarding it. So far, they've destroyed about 30% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure, but that has not. They've destroyed 1,100 towns and villages. They haven't defeated the Ukrainians. If anything, the Ukrainians have defeated the Russians. So you look at this and you think, what in the world? Is he this out of his mind? Or, as you just suggested, Jay, is he, does he really not have all the information? Is he not being told what's real? I mean, they can look at Western media and see what's going on, right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the story of a climber or a hiker charged and gored by a bison. This sort of, I should have done this one, but I ran out of time with the bear caper with those four kids that were in Wyoming. So here's a hiker that says she was charged and gored by a bison. There have been a couple of these incidents this fall, right? This was down in Texas.
It seems like this is happening a lot. And most times there people are in these national parks or on these lands where there's a lot of bison around and they want to take a picture and they get a little bit too close. And this was a different situation. She was walking on a trail and encountered a group of bison and she's taking video and she's inching towards them but also kind of talking to them of like just trying to get them to move. And then once she felt like they had moved enough and she was clear to continue on the trail, one of them kind of turned and just went after her.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, because I've been around cows all my life and bison are related, that whatever, if it was a herd and there were, or a group of them, mostly there were heifers or females, I'm going to bet that the bison that turned on these people was a bull. And when you get around, especially during mating time, if there are these, if these cows are in heat, the bull's not going to be tolerating anybody around. Very dangerous. You wouldn't know that, and I'm sure the park rangers don't necessarily know or keep track of the heat cycles of the cows in the herd. I'm going to guess, but I don't know this, it's the same as a cow and a woman, as far as that's concerned. Every 28 days, they come into heat, or they go through their cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But the hikers don't know this, and that's part of the problem. When you go out into nature and you don't really know nature, or you don't know anything about where you are, and you see something in the eye. I mean, I have this at the farm all the time. Oh my God, isn't that beautiful? That animal or whatever it is that they're looking at, but they don't really know what they're looking at. They don't. These people don't know how dangerous bikers or any animal that's in a herd. Where there's a bull, that would be, it would be like going after a bunch of lions,
mm-hmm.
where the lionesses have their cubs, and the leader of the pack is the female, the dominant male. And you get near them, they'll kill you faster than you can say, don't kill me. That's just the way nature is.
And I think people also forget how fast these animals can move. They think
it's
so big, it's not going to charge as fast. And I like that the state park was putting out different quote unquote bison etiquette, and they say hold your arm out, give a thumbs up, shut one of your eyes, and if you can cover the bison with your thumb, you are not too close, you're fine. If you cannot cover the bison with your thumb, you are too close to the animal. They also talk about anxious bison's tail will go up in the shape of a question mark. If you see that, get away.
Get out. Yep, get out of there. Okay, so a couple of other things that I want to update you on. I have somebody listening in Arizona that's keeping me up to date with Carrie Lake, who's running for governor of Arizona. She's one of the election deniers and says if she loses, it'll be because I was cheated. One of those. She also says in her campaign literature that she's going to end the food tax in Arizona. The only problem with that statement is there is no food tax in Arizona.
Yeah, so that's not right.
Yeah, you really want to vote for somebody like that.
I'm going to make air free to breathe.
Yes.
Vote for me.
Vote for me. Hooray. Raymond Moody. This is an example of how the system kind of doesn't work. Raymond Moody confessed to killing a missing teenager in 2009. Okay? Why isn't he in jail? He confessed to killing the 17-year-old girl in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina in 2009. Last time I checked, this is October 20th, 2022. That would be 13 years after this guy admitted to killing this girl. He has never been sentenced until yesterday when he got sentenced to 30 years in prison for kidnapping this girl, doing unspeakable things to her. So what does the family think? What do you think of what supposedly we're guaranteed in this country by those of you who love to quote the Constitution, the swift justice of the law, equal justice under the law? So how is justice being served when this guy, who I suppose you could ask in two different ways, he's been in jail for this 13-year investigation into the murder of this girl, but he volunteered in 2009 that I did it. But they still had to investigate, and the investigation has taken 13 years. What the heck does the family think?
Yeah.
Of this. And how in the world, so he pleads guilty this week to criminal sexual conduct in the first degree, kidnapping, murder, all of that stuff. And he's now just being sentenced and going to jail after 13 years. I would think the family would have been out of their mind.
Well, and I have to ask, was there, or we can continue this later.
The question is, does justice really work? And the answer is, in many instances, no. 48 past the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberries.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOWpneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For those of you who have enjoyed The Equalizer as a movie with Denzel Washington, you may, this is a stretch, but you might know that this is the theme from those movies, not the TV show starring Queen Latifah. Chugger, have you watched the TV show, The Equalizer?
I have a little. It's okay, but I think the scripts are...
Not anymore.
I mean, I like her. Yeah. I think I love the, I love the concept.
Yeah.
Like, I love the original show with Edward Woodward. I thought that was a really good show. The concept works. And they just started filming a third entry in the feature Equalizer movie franchise, Equalizer 3, director Anton Fuqua, who's a good director, really good director, returns for the third one again. Denzel Washington will once again start. I think he's 68.
Should take place.
68 now. It's like,
Denzel Washington
is 52,
right.
20 years ago. I'd argue Denzel Washington, top five act, maybe, he's in the top 10 actors of all time for me. Like, the guy.
Certainly today, of today's actors, yes, absolutely. The TV show. The franchise extended by the TV show, which at first was good, but now you're right. We haven't talked about this, but the writing is awful. The characters are banal. They're boring. The only really interesting part to the show is the relationship that Latifah's character has to the cop, to the lieutenant. Her kid is obnoxious. She used to be cute, but now it's all, the sister. It's just stupid. And it's too bad because content was good. And I was saying the other thing, that new, the Jimmy Smith's show, East New York. I don't know who the lady is in it. That's a good show. That's well done.
I have not seen it yet.
You should see it. All right, anyway, go ahead.
The Equalizer 3, interesting, though, is that Dakota Fanning, who co-starred, she was a little girl in Man on Fire back in 2004 with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
She, 18 years later, she's going to co-star in this movie with him. That's very interesting, pretty cool casting, actually.
She's a wonderful girl, too. My daughter had her as a teacher.
Equalizer 3. I got one other thing.
Where are they filming it? Is it in Boston again?
No, it's
in Italy.
Well, they just started in Italy. I don't know if the whole movie takes place in Italy, but production began filming in Italy. MGM released a trailer to Creed III. I watched that on YouTube
that.
Yesterday. Michael B. Jordan not only stars but directs. No Rocky in this film. I got to tell you, it looks good. What they did in this trailer, by the trailer, they took a composite of Clubber Lang, Mr. T from Rocky III, and Tommy Morrison, Tommy Gunn character of Rocky V, sort of composed those characters into one character. And that Rocky formula still works. He's really juiced. I don't want to use the word juiced up, but Michael B. Jordan's like pretty muscled up. More than I've ever seen him.
He has.
So it comes out in March. I mean, listen, actors do juice up. They're not athletes. You know, when they...
Mark Wahlberg does
Jackman, when he does Wolverine, I doubt he's just doing push-ups. I mean, there's more to it. But since they're not playing center field for the New York Yankees, you know, they can do what they want to do.
Exactly. A lot of Freddy Krueger memorabilia being sold at auction before Halloween. Jason... Cool. The prop store online auction house has lots of this gear. Would you spend $20,000 to $30,000 for one of the suits that these guys wore? That's what they figured if somebody's going to spend.
I would. I mean, listen, if I was, had multi-million dollars and I like something, I do find that stuff interesting. I'm not one of those people who stands online at a convention. I do have a few autographs. Like 30 years ago, I bought. At a convention in New York, for just $100, I bought an Edward Scissorhands script signed by Tim Burton. That's pretty cool. Well, I mean, to show people. But there are people I know, like Gene Hackman, even though he's 91 and retired, he does signings via a company that, like mail order, they're authentic. I think he gets like $400 or $500 an autograph. Some of these people can make a ton of money doing this. Robert Englund has made a fortune at Kruger signing at... at conventions. The lines out the door, literally.
Yeah. And why...
You too, Doug. You too.
Why are people fascinated by that, though? Is it what sort of intrigues me? I know a lot of people who make a lot of money.
For example, I think it's King of Prussia, an hour away from me, or not even 45 minutes in Pennsylvania. Kurt Russell's going to come and sign wine bottles, and I heard it's sold out. People just...
Really?
They like to meet... And look at or get an autograph from somebody they see on TVs and the movies. That's
pressing the flesh.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow. 59 after the hour.
Know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.